sorry.
No, that's okay.
We're ready.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:15 p.m., and it is, what day is it? The 8th, October 8th. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Legal.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on September 24th. Were there any changes or corrections that needed to take place? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Move that we accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, next up is Friends of the Eel River land donation. I put in your drop boxes the letter from Mr. Dupin, who is the president of the Friends of the Eel River Trail. There is a parcel of land that you can see in your drop box that is highlighted in turquoise. That is the land that they'd like to give us for the next portion of the trail, which will start next year. Wanted to get your approval for that. The only request I know that he had put in there was, or that the group had put in there, was regarding placing bricks, honoring their donation, these first milers donation. Looks like about 16 bricks. Do you see any problem with that, Kelly, with putting 16 bricks in the in that trail portion?
Yes. I don't know how it would work in the asphalt.
Okay.
Leave that to those guys.
But that wouldn't, you don't see that it'd be a huge, I mean, it wouldn't be an ADA problem, I'm assuming, right? Because they could make it smooth across. Right? Okay. Okay.
And just to clarify,
yeah,
this section that's down here?
Yes, it will go from Line Street to Oak Street will be the next phase. That is correct. Line Street, and then getting onto Vine and going down Vine to Oak Street.
Then we have to look at purchasing the other ground?
The other portion of the property would be, we would need to negotiate that, yes. And that is something that we will undertake here. In the near future, let's say it that way. So, you can see the quick claim deed was signed. No, it would be in your board minutes or your meeting minutes. Yep, that one. If you scroll down like three past the minutes, there you go. There's the the letter and then the quick claim deed in themselves. Do you have any concerns about those? I can try to answer for you. They were very pleased to get it give it over to us because, you know, they've been working to try to put a trail in that portion, and so they were very excited to hear that we were moving forward with trying to do trail extension in Columbia City.
And that the goal is to take it to the city limits?
We'd like to take it, well, right now we'd like to take it to the bowl. Bowl Field, and then from there probably head west, depending on a lot of different things, but yes. Depending on who's on the seat, in the seat later.
Obviously, the goal is to get it to the bowl.
That is correct. The current goal, yes. The three-year goal, we'll say. Okay? Okay, Marcia?
Yes.
Just for clarification's sake, with the Friends of the Eel River Trail, do we just want to, we can just approve it, like we accept it?
Right, you want to show that you've accepted it.
Okay.
And on for the record.
Okay, great. You have anything else? I just want to make sure. Okay.
I did not.
Okay, so then I will make a motion that we accept the donation from the Friends of the Eel River Trail for parcel, for a parcel of land. And the legal description is lined out in the letter from the Friends of the Eel River Trail. It is done without, what's the official?
It's a gift.
Yeah, it is a gift.
Without it's consideration.
Thank you. Yes, without consideration for payment or anything to that effect. So. Okay.
Second.
Okay, thanks. Have fun, Sally, trying to put that motion into words. Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous, and we thank the Friends of the Eel River Trail for that generous gift for the next phase of our trail. Okay, next up is the quotes for the water. Well, actually, can we do the curb cut request since Brad's here? And okay, so we'll move to number 5, which is the curb cut request for 102 West Park Drive. And Kelly, I know you've worked on this a little bit.
Yeah, Brett came into my office last week. He talked to a few people before me, it sounded like, and just trying to get an okay to pursue what he had here as far as widening up their drive or putting the parking lot in. And I indicated to him, and I think our current subdivision ordinance said that from an intersection back 75 feet is the distance it had to be for a driveway. This doesn't look like it would be an issue. It's actually, we measured from the curb that's on Main Street back is 72 feet to the edge of the existing drive, and he just wanted to widen 10 more feet up, so put it roughly around 60, 61 feet. It's not a really heavily traveled road. It doesn't look like it'd be an issue as far as safety. So I would recommend approving.
Okay. Are there any questions from the Board of Works?
No, I verified my questions earlier.
Okay, great. Brad, would you like to say anything regarding this? Or, I mean, you don't have to, but free to.
No, I mean, we're just trying to get as much as we possibly can with what we got to work with there. There's not a ton of room there, but we think we can improve that area right there. And that'll give us, I think, adequate parking, and I think that would be a good setup for us.
Okay. Dan, do you have anything?
No. I've looked at it.
Okay.
My just a clarification of the picture that we have, Kelly. And again, I know this is strictly for the curb cut at this point in time.
Yes.
But the parking lot has a blue line going through the middle of that. Is that a right-of-way line, or is that a... Can I just clarify the line?
That'd be the property line, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, so the property line. So is the parking lot wider than the property line?
It'd be the right-of-way.
And that would be a different issue or a different request? Or
Brad and I talked, and local municipality does not have authorization through its Board of Works to grant in the state right-of-way. So what he has done or indicated to me was going to do is to modify that so that you'd stay out of the state road right-of-way and only be in the local right-of-way.
Correct. Yes, we met and... We did decide that it would be better to stay out of the state area. So we actually shrunk it down. I just met with Murray, and I didn't have time to get your copy. He's got me a new drawing. But his drawing states moving back a little bit more, like 30 feet, which stays out of the state right away, so we don't have to worry about going in front of that. And he said, really, there's no reason that we need to take it out further. He said, you're really not gaining anything by moving it out further towards Main Street. He said, we can get you the same adequate parking with going only 30 feet, and you're not losing anything like that. So
okay.
He did, with our meeting, I met with him, and he said actually that we shrink it down to about 30 feet. That way we wouldn't have to worry about that issue.
All right, well, again, thank you. It was a clarification, because I know it's not
sure.
Part of the permit that we're talking about.
No, I have
about,
a couple
so.
Steps, I think, to it.
All right. I have nothing else.
Can you get me a copy of that then, Brad?
Sure.
If you
want to know?
That's fine if you got it. Just for the record, so...
And Jeff, no, sorry, go ahead.
No, actually, we were just going to say I wanted to deny that because I like looking at his Mustang down here up front.
He has to give us keys.
That's going to be part of this deal.
Yeah.
Jeff, just for clarification purposes, obviously, to the, I guess, what would that be, to the maybe the south? Of the blue line there, that's is that in our right of way?
It is yours. That's the reason that the other reason that he would need to be here.
Okay.
If it was just putting improvements on private property, he would simply go through the building department and Dave Sewell's staff to get permissions. But since he's making improvements along with the commercial cut out in the right of way, he needs to.
Okay, so does the parking lot that's going to be built into our right of way, is that another form, or is that covered with this?
Well, we don't have a form for it,
okay.
But it should it should be maybe part of
acknowledged as a part of the motion or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I didn't interpret that way.
Okay.
But I understand.
Okay. Is this, and I guess I'm just trying to clarify, do we know what kind of utilities run in that area, and is there any problems with that?
They're really, I don't know, but usually they don't deep enough to interfere with any of them.
And I understand that. I just didn't know, is there a precedent for building parking lots over our right-of-way?
Yeah, it's okay, so that's done often. Okay.
And if there was a utility there, you'd understand it would be subject to be, and then probably repaired at your expense or whatever.
Can you talk about that? Yes. We do have an idea. We're going to do a little bit of a section here.
I don't know if there's anything in there, but it was just a what if.
We did talk about that.
Okay.
So you need to amend your motion?
I haven't made a motion yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So if you'd like to make a motion, then you can do that.
That's his drawing from earlier today. Sorry.
That's okay.
Murray Asphalt's the guy I met with, and he's the one that came up with that kind of tweak drawing, because this was kind of from talking with everybody as good as we could get it, and I met with him, and he kind of said, you know, this is more what I was thinking, so I think it should be pretty accurate on there, too, because he did. He actually measured it all out, but this was off of
the beacon.
Yep. That should be pretty accurate.
Okay.
Historically, that corner has been a water concern.
Stormwater.
Right, stormwater challenge. With this being asphalt, Jeff, does that change anything associated to the stormwater? I mean, will there be...
I get to charge him more.
There you go. But also, it's going to generate faster runoff. I guess I'm just saying, is there anything being in... Is there a catch basin, or is this part of anything that's designed, or it's just a parking
this
lot?
This all goes out to the ditch.
Out to State Road 9 ditch?
To both sides.
Yeah. Oh, both sides.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan, you have a comment?
You
good?
Well, I'll make the motion that we accept the recommendation from Kelly to move forward with the approval. Is there a number on this? Approve the curb cut permit at the 102 West North Park Drive as the revised print shows.
And would you also add to that motion the ability for him to build the parking lot into our public right of way?
And also authorization to extend the parking lot into the north, is that what? West North Park Drive easement?
Yes.
As shown on the picture.
But, yeah,
there's only
right
one North Park Drive.
Well, it says west on that paper. So is it just North Park Drive?
It's west, though, because it's west of Main Street.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to add. Can I add one more thing to your motion, if that's okay with you? And Dan brought up a great point that if utility work had to be done, that there's the understanding between which this is probably what you guys talked about, but that there's an understanding that if there's utility work to be done, that is that at the owner's cost that the repair has to be, or does the city repair that? I don't remember.
We got into that before, and I'm not sure what was up on.
Up online. I thought we had said that if we have to do utility work, that it's the property owner's responsibility to repair that. Does that sound right, Marcia?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that is what the result of that discussion, because it's within our area, so if the improvement is within our area, then...
Yeah. Brad, do you understand that?
I accept.
Okay. Is that okay? Can your motion be amended as such?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck, Sally.
Good luck, Sally.
I'll second the motion because that caused the problem. Okay. Any further discussion or question?
Does that give me the rent on the, the west side of the property, that's also on that easement? Is that okay to do it on that particular section there, too? Is that granted?
Let Let me look here.
Well, I guess because the front, if you look at the left of the driveway.
Oh, I see what you're asking.
Frontage up there that I wouldn't own, that I was planning on hoping to be able to put a little portion of that.
Would you just use the existing driveway to access it?
Yes.
You wouldn't be widening up the driveway?
No, I'm widening it up there. I just know.
But to his point, he would be building on that. I mean, to us, it's the bottom part of the picture, but he would be building in our right of way on that bottom side also.
I think I included the street itself.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to verify that.
Yep.
But it's a good question, clarification. But
yep. Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you being here. Okay, next up are the quotes for the water department storage barn. Rosie, I will let you handle this. Or whatever.
The duty. I have a pen.
Yeah. All right. First, for the general contractor is for DNC Construction. Total bid price of $194,750.
That was DNC.
Second one's from W.J. Carey.
Yep, I'm sorry.
Okay, $142,000. Tim Smith Construction. $188,920. Okay, the next is going to be for
electricians.
Kissinger Electric.
Nothing for roof.
$6,414.
And I'm sorry, what was that?
Kissinger.
Thank you.
Whetstone Electric. $6,650. Ryder Electric. $9,572. And then the next is for the plumbing. Redmond's. $8,490. And there's an alternate unit heater to deduct $380.
Deduct $380?
Yes. Flowtech. $8,550.
$8,550.
last one's from Van Cormier. Okay, they have a base bid of $10,450. And then option one from manhole catch basins. Is that in the building?
Sorry, I have no idea
what you're saying. Say it again.
It says manhole catch basins for option one is $2,677. Okay, that's it.
We will take that under advisement. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. If you maybe a couple weeks to look at it, well, then he'll be back. May it take longer than that.
Yeah. Well, he should be back next week, but it'll be late next week, so.
His email's at October 22nd.
That's when we will decide.
Okay.
No, I'm asking, that was a question.
I'd just say that this is from Mike. They'll review an award on October 22nd.
Oh, yes, thank you. Okay.
So the 22nd Board of Works.
22nd at 5:15 p.m. at Board of Works. We will award those bids, or award that to the project. Okay. Next up is everyone good with that? Can we move on to the next item? Okay. Next up is the approval of the city-county permitting certification agreement. Now, this is kind of my thing, so let me explain this a little bit. High Performance Government Network, who the city has worked with before, is now partnering with the Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership, and I guess maybe a little bit more specifically with the Mayors and Commissioners Caucus of Northeast Indiana. They are offering to the partnership counties, which Whitley County is one of those counties, a permitting excellence certification, and basically it's a way in which we, along with the other counties in our region, can have more of a standardized permitting process. So when companies are looking at Northeast Indiana, they aren't getting different permitting from different locations and different processes. So it's basically a way to improve the way to improve our competition or our competitive level against other regions, against other states. It's a way in which we can grow as a region and become more standardized and probably even more efficient in a lot of ways with this permitting process. So. Long story short is this, the city and the county have both, by the way, as a side note, did you get the signed agreement from George? Good, okay, I thought that was coming over. The county commissioners have took it up and have signed on to this. I had asked George Shrump, Commissioner Shrump, to if he would like to partner, because of course we have a joint building and planning department, and he was interested in doing that. And so I said, we have the money set aside. That's not a problem. It just split cost. I think it's $1,500 per jurisdiction. So the county paid $1,500. We'll pay $1,500. And basically all we need to do is sign off that we want to be a part of this process. Like I said, Dave Sewell is the one, obviously, from the Building and Planning Department, who's going to be getting the certification. George and the commissioners, like I said, signed off, I think, on Monday or whenever they're meeting. Is there a meeting on Monday or is it today?
It was yesterday.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything about this. This is kind of new from that end, because I know from some experience that I've had in working on a permitting process, this is the first I've heard about this, which is kind of surprising to me.
Okay.
Because I know the complexity that goes into the permitting process that is necessary for meeting the needs of Lee County, as well as the permitting needs for the city, which is, I'm just hoping that the understanding of this group, I just hope they understand the complexity of the need of what is necessary to accomplish this goal.
Yes. Yes, and I think, and that's very well taken. I will say this: I don't think there is necessarily an intent to make us change to a certain formal process. Instead, I think what they're trying to do is take the best things from different counties and kind of find the best way in which we can brand Northeast Indiana as the best place to do business. And one of those pillars is the permitting process. I know that, well, for instance, I'm just reading off of the agreement here, but it has to do with, you know, easy access of information and being transparent, long-term infrastructure, things like that. So I don't think out of this will come necessarily we're going to totally change everything about the permitting that we currently do. I don't think that's it at all. I think instead it's much more about how can we take the best things that Noble County's doing and Steuben County and Grange County and Whitley County, and how can we make this a better process for everybody.
Well, just the experience that I've seen with every county and every city has a different way of doing
Absolutely.
Something and understanding, trying to make it one way of doing it, but that would take a tremendous
undertaking
yes. to an understanding of what different cities and counties' needs are.
Right.
So I didn't want us to lose control.
Yes.
Over
and we are not.
What our guidelines are versus what Steuben or Allen or whoever else is involved
right.
with this. I just don't want us to lose control of that.
Right. And I think that's a great point, Dan. I will say we won't be losing control over that. It is a certification of sorts, so it is an educational piece much more than we're signing off our responsibilities and our duties of, you know, here's how we're doing it, but we're going to totally scrap it and let these guys do it.
Well,
and that is not what it is.
Another question I have is the security of the information that's coming in.
Okay.
Where is the information being, is it being taken as a, you know, where is it going? Is it coming to us? And the permits, is that being stored on our servers or our database, or is it, how's that, I mean, where is it going to be held so that way everybody doesn't have access to our data?
Yeah, well,
I
would say this. I don't, based on what I know about this project, I'm not sure that we're actually going to be giving away necessarily a lot of data per se. Maybe this isn't answering your question, so I apologize if it's not, but I think it's something where Mr. Sewell will go to this region-wide training, and that it will be, well, a lot like what we did at IACT. People coming together, working toward a certain common goal, educationally speaking, and then having some deliverables of how can we make our processes better. Past that, I mean, I'll be very honest and say, because Mr. Sewell works over at the County Government Center, I know that the commissioners are, I don't want to say in a little more control, but I know that they're working a lot closer with Dave than maybe we do. So I know that George was, you know, trying to make sure that we did this in the proper fashion. And
so Dave would represent city and county.
Exactly.
I mean,
because we're
a joint department.
Exactly.
So the staff member to serve as the primary point of contact, the attention is to be Dave.
Is Mr. Sewell. That's correct. That's correct.
And then obviously to get certified, information shared about their permitting processes, again, would be David.
Yep.
And submit information to become certified. So I'm not saying, I'm not... Who's Dave's backup? I mean, that was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but I guess this is a Northeast Indiana regional partnership. So
right.
how many? I'm just saying, I think it's a good thing to do. I'm kind of exposed myself for the first time, so I'm just thinking and brainstorming here. So, is there a deadline to have this done by or approved by?
Well, that's what it says on here is the deadline for payment of the $3,000 is in January. I do know that they've kind of it says services will be delivered over a one-year period beginning in September. So I know they've kind of had the first session, and HPG and the regional partnership both understood that, I wanted to make sure it went through the county before it came to us specifically, and so George kind of led it from that sense. But
I guess I'm just a little apprehensive to this because I've done some research on this because we were looking at doing some online permitting there at the county, and I'm not trying to take anything away from the county's decision on this, but I also know that we looked at three different companies as well to do some online permitting, and this is a really, really good price.
Yes.
Now this done,
because
I know the prices I've been hearing is anywhere between $9,000 to $12,000, and this is coming in.
And the reason for the good price.
That's why I'm wondering if they understand the complexity of the needs of both of our entities here. That's why I'm a little concerned about that we're going to get what we want to meet our needs.
Well, and I think that, the reason obviously for the good price is because you have multiple units of government coming together to work. So it's not just, they're not just coming in for Whitley County, Columbia City. They're trying to bring the people who do this in the different counties into one, kind of basically one classroom. Now, again, I don't know if I can necessarily answer all your questions regarding the data because I don't, I'm not at that level.
So if I hear what you're saying, they're going to take the what's in place today in all these different cities and towns in Northeast Indiana and see who's paying, look at the pay structure and the definition, trying to make a common denominator so we're all the same?
I think that the overall goal is to try to standardize the process, but I don't think this certification necessarily standardizes, let's say it this way, I don't think this certification forces us to do anything outside of being at the table and learning from these other units of government. Because obviously any kind of changes to the permitting process, the fees, anything like that would have to be passed through, would have to be passed through, of course, our commissioners and maybe even us. I'm not sure how
That's what I was wondering. Where we have representation, is that one single source of representation have the empowerment to make those decisions, or does it come back to the city?
No, it definitely would be passed at the elected level. I mean, any kind of changes to the permitting process would be passed at the elected level.
Because with this, there's a lot of things that go into it. So again, if they're accepting permits online, can people pay online? I mean, there's a number of things that has to go into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm a little apprehensive until I don't see anywhere on here where they accept payments. I don't see, because every county and city is going to have their own
absolutely
deal. That's why I'm a little.
Well, again, I see this more as much more of a roundtable. I hate to use it as a roundtable discussion because it's a little pricey roundtable discussion. But I think ultimately what HPG does is they try to take these little the segments of what different communities are doing and try to make them more efficient. And so I think that's kind of what you see at play here is they're trying to see what everybody in our region does. Obviously, it'd be very time-consuming to go to every single local government and try to take every piece of that information in. So I think what they're trying to do is get the people who are working on this on a daily basis, know this process to a T, like Mr. Sewell would, and bring them to the table. And
So the customer service training for key staff, which is the bottom bullet point on the first paragraph there.
That would be Mr. Sewell, I believe.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would just, again, when they say customer service training, to me that's multiples.
Yeah. Well, I think obviously the goal behind this is to try to, of course, everything the regional partnership does is toward economic development. And so I think that's where this is focused toward.
I mean, obviously this would be a great idea. It's just there's a lot of great ideas without understanding the complexity of what, how to make it work. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's where I'm a little, I would like to see a little more in depth. I just, mm-hmm. just because of what I've learned in the past mm-hmm. in researching this area, I'm just a little concerned that it's truly going to meet our needs. Mm-hmm. Because it would be great to be able to go online and fill out the paperwork and have it sent to where it needs to be sent, you know, so save the our constituents time and money and gas and all that, have that bit of stuff sent. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's a lot of things behind the scenes that need to be done.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't disagree with you.
So that's my only concern with this.
So what I hear you saying is the certification, what I hear you saying is you think there's a potential for the certification to be good, but we're not exactly sure that it's going to be where we want it.
Right.
Is that what I hear you saying?
Basically, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think we can turn the key and start the car, but
yeah.
How does the engine run?
Oh, I agree. I mean, I don't think I have a problem at all.
In a way, I'm not sure how this is going to work.
Yeah, well, and I don't think it may be, you know, I don't think it's an issue if we want to ask maybe halfway through this term, you know, if it goes from September to September, I don't think it's a problem to ask Mr. Sewell to come in halfway through and say, hey, how is the certification helping us? How is it, you know, has it been worth our while? I mean, again, it is... You know, $1,500 compared to the $9,000 that you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a good partnership for us in the county, but I don't have a problem at all bringing Mr. Sewell in and saying, tell us more about, you know, as you get into this, what you're doing, how you're doing it, and, you know, how it's going to be beneficial to our.
So the HPG network is mm-hmm. to me like a consulting firm.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes.
And so it's a firm, which, as Dan, you said, there's multiple firms who tries to collaborate the information and compile it to just, again, best practice or get the right people in the right places to evaluate that. But, I mean, I think brainstorming is good. I think roundtable sessions are good. I just, again, don't know enough about the HPG network. Are they doing it in southern Indiana?
No.
Are they doing other places?
Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership has hired HPG to do this.
Okay.
And actually, the I want to say the Regional Works Council or something to that effect, and I don't, for the life of me, I don't remember exactly who it was. But, I don't have it marked anywhere. But the Regional Works Council, whatever they are, they're actually offsetting the permitting process. You can kind of see that on.
Well, I guess what I'm trying
to. 45 to 3, but.
How this is going to work? Okay, you go to the Columbia City website,
yeah.
Or you go to the Willie County website. There's a link to go for permitting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you can either go for the water, or the building, or curb cut, or you know, all those different.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how many permits we
yep.
got.
Yeah.
But have all those options up there to be able to click and then go.
I think that could be something that could come out of this, but I don't think that's necessarily yeah. what the purpose of this is.
So did you and George sit through a presentation?
At the Mayors and Commissioners Caucus,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, yes. I didn't give you that background information. I apologize.
Okay. So I guess that's what
yes.
I guess that's what I was envisioning in the actual operating tool.
And I don't think, no, for $1,500, I don't think we're going to get an operating tool, no. But I think instead, I think you will see Mr. Sewell come back with a, like I said, a certification that's going to have, that he's going to be able to see from a regional perspective what everybody else is doing and how we can do a better job in that permitting process. Maybe a part of that could be someone, a company moves in and they want to see, hey, what kind of permits do I need for this type of property or whatever. So I think that could be something that comes out of this certification, but it's not a deliverable in this kind of
okay.
this agreement.
I'm sorry, but I'm still a little fuzzy on the whole thing. I'm trying to comprehend it, because as I read through this, mm-hmm. to me they're actually building... They're building an organization to really start the process and manage it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm...
That's where I was coming with, being having control over our stuff. I almost would like to have an opportunity to research this a little bit more.
Okay.
If you don't mind. and then maybe come back at the next meeting, and then I think I could make a little better decision.
Okay.
I know that we're under somewhat of a time, it looks like, but that we were under a timeline as well.
Well, that is true. The commissioners wanted to bring it up at this at the meeting on Monday, and so they brought it up at the meeting on Monday.
If we, I mean, I see we have to have it. Or was that date?
Well, officially speaking, you know, the payment is due on or before January 15th.
Oh,
but
January. Okay, I thought it was three in October.
Ultimately, I mean, I understand you wanting to take more time. That's perfectly fine. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, like I said, in my estimation, and from what I heard from the from what I read in here and from what I heard from them, this isn't necessarily designed to take over anything. We would still have to, I mean, we'd still have to go through the elected levels and things like that. But if you'd like more time, I can get you, I can try to get you as much additional information as you'd like. I'm more than happy to do that.
Is there a contact person that's associated with HPG?
HPG.
Again,
Brian Chasey is their president, yeah.
A lot of it is maybe it's just,
this is just a certification. That's what I guess what I'm trying to understand. It says a permanent excellence certification. So what is it other than being part of this regional group? What are we really accomplishing other than being with
this group? Well, in the same way as like I just said, like it, coming from IACT is that you have a bunch of different individuals who do permitting from across the region at the table, and you're taking.
Bring them all together as one.
And exactly. So, if you're from LaGrange County and here's how you do permitting, and I say, oh, yeah. You know,
it's not that, but we still
has
have
nothing to do with control. It really doesn't.
Well, I guess.
I support Dan's request just to give us 2 weeks to get a more comfortable feel.
Okay. I can have somebody come in and give you a little bit more in depth.
I'll definitely make a few stops and calls tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, and maybe Mr. Sewell can give additional information, and maybe I'm not being clear. So we can make that work, and we'll put it on the next agenda. Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure we're doing the right thing, because I know I've done some research in this area, and I'm like, I don't want to duplicate efforts.
I understand. President, will you make a note that we'll do something like that the next meeting? Okay. Okay. Next up is the easement discussion on Tower View Drive. Rosie, do you want to take that?
I can do that if you want.
Okay, or Marcia.
Back in 1991, J&K Communications got permitting to put their guy wires for one of their towers out there. And that was all provided to the city. Everything was done. The guy wires have been in since 1991. It was brought to my attention then that really nothing had been sort of put in writing, so that if, you know, as we all know through passage of time, if nobody knows what's going on, then things can happen. So the thought was to actually solidify that in the minutes of the Board of Works, that the Board of Works approves the guy wires being there on, because that's on city property, and perhaps even to put that in some form of an easement to them, so that it's clear they have access to get to those guy wires and to maintain, you know, if they need to repair them or anything else. So that's what this is all about. Again, it's been there since 22 years, but just to try to solidify things for them so they can have it in their documentation. That's what the request is.
And I think I put that here in your agenda, but I went back and researched and found the letters that was written to the park board manager, which at that time it went to Frank Knighty, and the Board of Works manager at that time was Tony Ziegraf, and but nothing where they ever wrote back and said, yeah, it was okay. I couldn't find anything in the minutes. So I don't know if it was like a verbal thing or
And my guesses was because the, you know, obviously, none of us know, if I'm just guessing, it would be because it was more just informative. If you read those permits, it's more informative. Please find those for your records. You know, our permit's been approved, et cetera, et cetera. And there may not have ever been a formal request to the Board of Works to put something in writing on it. I mean, it may have just been more, here's for your records, just so you know we're going to have our guy wires on your property. And so, you know, but, you know, nothing's happened all these years, of course. But as time passes, I think they just wanted to make sure they had things secure and knew that they could access those guy wires if they need to repair them and so forth. And that's what an easement would give you.
Okay, so what are you at? What do we need to do? What
just approve.
Just verbal approval?
Yes, Board of Work approval that, okay, that an easement can be prepared to just make sure that those guy wires can stay there. They've got the permits to keep them there, but it's more, again, from the city's perspective, it's on city property. So from a business perspective, they probably just want to make sure that it's known for the records, from the city's records, that they have a right to have the guy wires there.
But it still stays city property.
Oh yes,
it's just an easement.
Yeah, this isn't this isn't transferring any property. It's just, hey, you've got access to get to them if you have to repair them or, you know, replace the wire or whatever you need to do to maintain that specific spot. I don't even know how many times they would even never go up if they've been over there for 22 years. I have no idea how often you have to maintain a guy wire, but
okay. Do you guys have any issues, problems with that you want to talk about?
Then we're talking about the guy wire, 50205, as you turn into JK. I believe it's that area right there, right on the corner.
Or is it the one that goes onto the...
Right off of 205, when you turn in back to the industrial park, there's a guy sitting there coming from the tower. Big anchor.
And also, I think that this will probably be J&R Towers, the subsidiary of J&K, or the affiliated company of J&K that would probably want the easement because it wants to maintain the, that's part of the company that maintains the tower.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. Someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we start the legal description of a right-of-way access for J&K to access the guy wires located in city right-of-way. And I'm not sure how to define that, but define that as part of the agreement.
I think that the permits probably already establish exactly where the area is.
Is it like a coordinates kind of thing? Or
I'm sorry, what?
Like a latitude, longitude type of
no,
situation?
No, I think it's more just, you know, you can, reference
okay.
The permit description.
Okay. I'll second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Next up is the Second Amendment to State Road 205 Improvements. Jeffrey?
This is an agreement with, a standing agreement with Parkview for their contribution to the project. And in it, it has... I guess a clawback is what you'd call it if the project doesn't move forward in the time frame indicated. And as you know, the project anticipated letting and construction period has moved back again, which would fall outside of this agreement. So we've approached their legal counsel to draft up a revised revision. And I think that this date that's in there has been pushed back far enough that we should be safe now. So it's an existing agreement between the two parties. We just needed to change the date on it.
Is this going to be long enough? Oh, sorry. Sorry,
I sure hope so myself as well. Yes. Okay. Good. So do we need an approval? Then, I'm assuming?
I believe so.
Approval of the amendment?
Yes.
From our side?
Okay. Yes.
I'll make a motion that we authorize the mayor to sign the agreement for the amendment to State Road 205 agreement with, as presented with Parkview Hospital.
Second.
Motion and a second. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. I think I can vote on that. Okay. You guys want to give a quick any kind of Board of Works overview? Department head reports. Terry.
Williams Electronics was in the middle of Rosie and I last week and tweaked our sound system a little bit. I think they still have some equipment they may want to change out, but I think it's improved a little bit. As far as from our side, we can hear it a little bit better.
You can? Good.
Spectrum Engineering is still on schedule for finishing their preliminary study of the fiber network by October 25th. By then, we should be able to get some more better ideas about what the cost is and what the path will be, and if there's any issues there. That's on it.
Question to Terry?
No.
Kelly?
Wanted to thank Thor for working with Community Corrections, doing our curb painting again this year. They just finished up, and I thought they did a good job. And it's nice to have that done and not have to worry about whether it's going to get done or not. So wanted to thank him for that. And Lynn Pickup started this week. This is the last one, scheduled one for the year. Just wanted to let everybody know that. Did some restoration on a 50-50 walk. And that should be wrapped up. Put in an ADA ramp out on Denzel Drive at a request. Working on North Elm Street up with the water department. As they're digging, they keep running into old structures and pipes and things, and we're just trying to verify that they're no good or they don't go anywhere, and using our televising equipment and jet machine to help verify that stuff. Started hauling some wood chips, our big mountain wood chip pile we got off the shop out to community gardens just outside of town at their request, and we still got about half the pile to haul out there yet. But we have leaf pickup scheduled for the 21st, and just wanted to hopefully paper maybe put in there not to rake them into the streets. I was in the newsletter. But I asked Tim, I think Tim was going to have Pete maybe check on that. Some residents that don't understand that, I guess, and continue to rate them into the street. So we're just getting started, seeing some piles, so maybe if we can get on it early enough, it'll help.
Okay. Questions of Kelly? Oh, sorry.
Thank Tim for having Pete do that. So,
okay.
He's got other stuff going on, but.
Pete did address a few of those issues today with some people that had a lot of leaves that were in the street. So,
just a verbal, hey.
A couple of verbals and a couple where he couldn't make contact by knocking on the door. He put a warning sticker on their front door.
Okay.
Hopefully that takes care of it.
Sure, I'll be getting lots of good phone calls about that. Questions of Kelly? Okay. Thank you, Kelly. Tim?
SRO applications are in. I'll be meeting with Dr. O'Connor this week to review those applications. Interviews are scheduled for October 18th. Soon you'll see a change to our lobby area, which we're going to get new photos of all the officers and try to update our lobby area out here. So we'll be working on that in the next month or so. Training continues tomorrow. There's five officers that are attending a domestic violence seminar at the Eagle's Nest. And then Saturday officers will be involved in active shooter trainings put on by some Indiana State Police SWAT team members. That will be Saturday at the high school. I'll start my one-on-one meetings again with each officer soon. Our focus for October, we're trying to have a monthly focus. So we did August was seatbelt enforcement, September was red light enforcement, October we're doing neighborhood walkthroughs, and just encouraging officers to get out of their cars and just interact with citizens in the neighborhoods and generate some conversation that way. And we've put out a trial run of an internal department newsletter that just went out a few days ago. And we just hope to use that to keep officers informed on projects and changes and kind of what's going on. So I will send each of you a digital thing.
Okay. Question of Tim.
Tim, what time is the resource officers meeting?
The interviews. We would block out the entire day.
Yeah.
And we could shorten a bit.
Right.
So I will give it to Superintendent Thursday and let you know what time. But I think it's going to be in the morning if that's okay.
That'd be great.
Great. Thank you. Jeff?
As you know, the Southwest Stormwater route, proposed route, crosses railroad property. And we got good news last Saturday from CSX that they've reviewed the technical information and have preliminarily approved the design plans. We'll have to follow up with an official permit application with appropriate fee, but I think that will go through relatively easily now. It also has to be forwarded then, once their approval is taken care of, to the short line representatives, which used to be Rail America, and now it's Genesee something from out west. That's how they do. They sublease these out. So we are, I was really happy with that because as I don't know if I've told you before, but the railroad is very, they have their own time. And so you don't really move them along too quickly. In case you haven't seen, there's been activity at the old Yorkshire Pub downtown here. It's under new ownership, new management, and will be opening shortly. I believe that it's going to be called The Vault. Preliminarily, I've been told that they'll be open Friday and Saturday only to begin with, and maybe other evenings for private functions, that type of thing. But look forward to having that vacancy filled. I won't get into any of the workshop stuff. I did have a session this morning that was probably the best session of IAC.
Okay.
There was about 12 of us there. One of the speakers was Erica Powers, who coincidentally helped us with the long-term control plan. Mm-hmm. She's from Barnes & Thornburg's Chicago office. And that was pretty exciting. And aside from that, I just to take away from yesterday's lunch, where's the fun?
Where's the fun? Was that the CSO, SSO?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The integrated plan. I guess, ironically, that's exactly where we're headed.
Yeah.
So it was very
timely.
Applicable, yeah.
Good. Good. Okay. Questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Tom?
We were approached by some retired Marines to assist in potentially do a help them, join forces with them to do a fundraiser for Toys for Tots. Our department elected to do that with them, and we're going to be doing a fill the boot Saturday from 10 to 2 at Main and Van Buren. So if you're driving through any intersections and you get stopped at the stoplight, you'll probably see one of us up at your window. So we're going to put banners on 102 so that people know what we're raising the funds for, and they have dedicated a couple Marines to come and sit at a truck and at the parking lot there, if in case anybody had any questions in reference to their program. So if you see us, that's what we're doing. Bid openings will be at the next meeting, the 22nd, for the fire truck. So you can be anticipating that. We've also been working with the building department in reference to a cistern and a building that are sitting on the old Testworth property to get that condemned and get it basically crushed in and filled in with whatever to alleviate some issues we're having there, and been keeping the mayor pretty posted on that. And also we've been dealing with the high school and a couple issues and trying to get some things resolved to make things better for both of us.
Questions of Tom? Thank you, Tom. Mark?
Okay. This weekend's the last weekend of JFL, and then we're done with football, so it goes quick. But it's been a good season for everybody. Why do I do this? I lost my notes again. Got it. Still have baseball games this Sunday and the next Sunday, so seems kind of crazy, but we're still playing down there on Sundays and getting fields ready for people that run our fields. We're picking up leaves now, and we've had four guys picking up a lot of pine needles. If you haven't been in the park, there's pine needles falling like crazy. They've raked them all along the trail, and really appreciate them doing that. But just that time of year where pine needles come down a lot. So we had a company come in last week that sells Ventrac tractors. It was really neat. We've done some research on them, and they have different attachments. It's a mower. It has different implements like stump grinders, trenchers, all these different things can be operated by this tractor. But the nice thing is it mows hills really well. So we had them bring this machine in. We took them down to Baker Park, and it was amazing what they could do with that. And it mowed up and down Baker's hills, and it was incredible. We had cars actually stopping along Old 30 and watching trucks, because it was just never seen anything be able to do that. And so it was pretty neat to see. You know, something like that would be useful for us a lot, to make that look a lot better, without having the weedy bit. Just want to let you know that we did that. So that was neat. Also, the Veterans Marathon is November 9th. We're meeting this Thursday to talk about that, and also finish out the whole street request and proposal that we're going to have to get approval from Board of Works when we're done with that. So, Wygen's installed a new septic tank today at our pavilion. We've often, several times during the year, have our bathrooms go out because our pump fails, and this system they put in will prevent that from happening, hopefully. And every time our pump goes down, it's $800 to rebuild that pump. And so, I mean, it goes down at least twice a year. So it adds up. And this whole system itself was, you know, about that cost. So we're glad to have that in, and hopefully we won't have to deal with the bathrooms being down at the pavilion area. December 6th is the Dashing Through the Snow 5K. Getting a lot of interest in that. Excited to see that interest peak, and people registering for that already. And then a job that we're going to be doing here relatively soon. The trees along Old 30 by Double Field in Baker Park, a lot of those are going to come down. They're scrub trees. We're going to try to make that hillside look a lot better and open that up so you can see down at the bowl, and just kind of make that entrance into town hopefully look a lot better than what it does now. So that's one of our goals.
Okay. Question to Mark. Thank you, Mark. Okay, a couple of things we also need to talk about. Meeting dates, November 12th and December 24th. As you know, obviously, December 24th is Christmas Eve, and we will not be meeting that day, so we need to reschedule that one. November 12th are actually is a speaker over at IPFW that a couple of us are going to be going to that just may be worthwhile to change the date of that. It's, what's his name, Jeff? You remember? He wrote The Jobs Wars.
Yeah.
Job War.
Jobs the Coming War. Jobs Wars.
Thank you. The Coming Jobs War. And he's the, president of Gallup, and has a lot of really great information in that. Actually, that book was floating around here somewhere, but anyways, so long story short is I'd request that we change the meeting, both those meeting dates, to a different time, and I'd like to be a little ahead of the curve. So,
do you want to go the day before?
Let me see.
Or do you want to go earlier in the evening or afternoon?
Well,
or what is your preference?
Let's look here, November.
Maybe go on the 23rd in the evening.
Okay.
It would be a Monday.
Oh, wait, are you talking about December or November yet?
December the 23rd.
Okay, so we want to start in December. Okay.
Concord.
Right. That one's a bigger one, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so December.
Is that a... I mean, there's probably never going to be a good time to...
I was going
to
say,
stick that in, but I don't know. Is there anything...
Would there... Rosie, I know that obviously we do bills, and I know that there's certain schedules and stuff.
Yeah, I think last year we may have kind of just held off to see if we actually had to have one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, do you want us to maybe tentatively schedule one, and then if we just say no, then we don't have to?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm...
I would like to see this 30th or...
Well, that was the date I was actually looking at, was Monday the 30th. But I don't know, you know, it's the day before New Year's Eve. I don't know if people go out of town for New Year's Eve or not, but...
That's okay with me. We're
the 30th is?
You probably don't want to be another person.
Well, okay. But we could get Greg though, right? Maybe. Okay, 30th is okay with you? Do we want to do it at 5:15 or?
I'm fine.
Yeah, because 30th. Oh, that's a weekend.
That's New Year's Eve.
It's a Monday.
Are
you going?
New Year's Eve is Tuesday.
30th is.
From London.
December 30th.
It'd
probably be
just
no,
short
cleanup
things
that
has to be done.
Yeah.
You
cool with that?
I can do it during the day if it's any better.
And I can call in from the beach. That's okay. I won't
well,
mind doing that.
I'd like to keep it around this time just in case we do have something that the public would like to come and chat about. So, can we look at Monday the 30th at 5:15 then? Is that everyone in? Well, okay. So, we'll tentatively schedule the second meeting of December for Monday the 30th at 5:15 p.m. That, whatever. Just something I can write. Is that a hand up?
I want to make a clarification.
Okay.
I said we put a septic tank in at Morpheus Park. It was actually a holding tank.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. And then for November, I'm okay with doing it the 13th if you'd like that night. Just moving it a day later, but I don't know what your guys' schedule is. It's a Wednesday, that's correct.
Pac-Man.
That's what it sounds like, you're right.
It's the clock.
Oh, okay.
For Wednesday.
Yeah, or we could move it to, well, Monday is Veterans Day, so we probably should stay away from that, yeah, since we're closed that day.
What day are you looking at in November?
The 13th, the next day.
I'm good with that.
5:15? Oh, yeah, okay, sorry.
I will not be here, the 13th, 14th, or 15th.
Okay.
Or the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th.
So basically, you're not going to hear it all.
I say you can, yeah, don't, I mean, you can obviously move on without me, so.
Well, okay. Yeah, well, that was my next question. What about Tuesday the 12th in the morning? I mean, we could do it 8 a.m. if you wanted. We could do 7 a.m. We can do whatever you'd like.
That's what I'm good for.
You're good at, doesn't matter either time?
No.
What would you rather do?
I'm good in the morning.
Okay, what hour would you rather do?
8, 9.
Okay.
They're going to be like a council with you.
What?
What
are we doing council today?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm going to throw it out to them, too. So,
okay.
So why don't we do, what about, so Tuesday the 12th at 8 a.m. for Board of Works. Does that sound okay to everybody?
What month are you in?
November.
Okay.
What are you doing?
We were in December, though.
Yeah, it was kind of bouncing around a little bit.
So sorry.
I knew where I was.
Wait, Tuesday's 12th?
November?
November 12th.
Nope.
8 a.m., right?
8 a.m. on the Tuesday the 12th.
Good. I'm good.
Okay, great. And then the last thing are the bills.
I almost forgot.
Any questions, concerns, comments? I'll give you a second to load that up because you know I'm not going to give the number. So.
You can turn it out.
It's actually a cheap month.
It's not too bad of a month.
Nope. I'll make the motion that we pay the bills as presented in the amount of
$843,969.08.
Okay.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Rosie, you can pay the bills. Marcia, you have anything?
I do not.
Rosie?
No.
Walter?
Halloween is Halloween, right?
Halloween is Halloween, 6 to 8. That's correct.
I have nothing else.
Okay. I will be giving a welcome speech tomorrow at the Domestic Violence Conference. I think there's anything else that you should know about. I don't think I have anything else. So, I know Mike Cook and I will be on the ETA Eagle Tech panel on Thursday. So, Dan?
Nothing.
Bill, you got anything for us? And media. Okay. Hearing none, we will adjourn.